Well, that's a little bit too early in the service to start that kind of stuff. Julie.
You told me you wanted a children's service.
Thank you all for your kind words. So I don't know. I wish that I had had the forethought a month or so ago to think about what the lections were going to be for my last Sunday. Did you notice? They're not very uplifting, right? In the Old Testament reading, we have Abraham sending Hagar and her poor son off into the wilderness, running out of water. And then in Romans, we had Paul's little passage that had sin mentioned seven times, and death or dead or dying or some form there are 14 times. And then, of course, in Matthew, we have all the challenges. You know, Jesus just lays it out and says, this is how hard it's going to be. People will malign you. People will hate you. You'll be separated from your family and for those who love you. And that's all hard stuff to hear, right? And there is good stuff in there to preach about. There really is. Baptism, God's promises, Jesus' love, it's all in there. But I don't want to talk about the hard things today. So I'm going to talk about something that is hard, but it's easy to see the goodness in it. So a little quiz. We have a theme in these readings, and it's a theme that comes up a lot, and it's come up a lot for us in the last couple, 3 months. And I'm going to see if you can guess what it is. In John's farewell discourse, when he was getting the disciples ready, fill in the blank, he said, do not let your hearts be
troubled.
Yeah. And does anybody remember what the angel Gabriel said to Mary when he told her that she was going to have a baby? Do not be afraid. And what about what Jesus might have said to the disciples or to the almost disciples, the men who were going to follow him when he said, let go of your nets, leave your boats, and come follow me. He said, and do not. Yeah. All right, you're doing pretty good on the quiz. So do you get the theme? It is. We hear do not be afraid throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it is good. In fact, in Matthew, we heard it three times in one variation or another. So have no fear of them. Do not fear those who will kill the body, and do not be afraid. Those are really important messages. And for the people in Matthew's time, it was super important because the Christians or the followers of Jesus were being persecuted. They really, literally were being persecuted. And today, you know, we don't right here so much fear persecution, but we know that throughout the world, there are Christians who indeed are being persecuted. In fact, recently, we had the Coptic Christians in Egypt being persecuted. So it is a real fear. Now, for us, we have our fears, and we live with fear every day. Some of them are smaller than others, but at the time, they probably all feel uncomfortable. Fear of uncertainty, fear of failure, fear of not having enough money, fear of another terrorist attack. Fear that someone might discover that we're struggling with mental illness. These are the things that we're afraid of, and I'm sure many, many, many others. And so what does Jesus say? Do not be afraid. Flat out. It is not a suggestion. You know, you might want to try not being afraid. It is an imperative. Do not be afraid. Well, why? because God knows you and loves you. God knows how many hairs there are on your head, how many pores there are in your skin, how many cells there are in your body. God loves us, each one of us, and God is not going to let you fall. God will care for you and hold you and keep you safe, inevitably. That doesn't mean there aren't going to be troubles here and there. It doesn't mean that life is perfect. But God loves you, and God cares for you, bottom line. So, it's an important message to remember, and one of the ways I'd like you to remember is by taking out your index card, and hopefully you all got one when you came in. And if you didn't, Lori Hart has extras, and she'd be happy to pass them out. And hopefully you have a pen or a pencil. And I want you to think, just take a minute to think, of two or three things that you are fearful of right now. Maybe fearful in a way that you are worried about. A little bit fearful, something that's really concerning you. Two or three things. And then, when you've done that, I want you to turn the card over. And here's what I'd like you to put on the back. Do not fear. You are of great value to God. And if you're done, just wave your card for a second so I know how long to wait. All right, so now take your card and fold it in half. Stick it in your purse. Stick it in the drink holder of your car or in your pocket. And when those things come to mind this week, and always if they're long-term kind of fears, take the card out and look at the back. And know that you do not need to fear. Know that God loves you, and remember Jesus' words. Do not be afraid.